Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Want a $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Rose free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Roe. Go to roe.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Roe membership fee. Deductible costs may apply and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to roe.co/safety, Rx only.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show, How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend, Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I have a question for you ladies. Would you be willing to give up a little bit of control if it saved you $25 a month? Just a little thing. And I'll tell you what the thing is here in a moment. A little bit of control for $25 a month. You down?
I don't know. I'd have to, how much control?
Yeah.
$25 isn't that much. Doesn't go that far.
All right.
Yeah, it's not even a dollar a day.
It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. There is a proposal out there that if you allow the utility company to swap out your thermostat in your house, your thermometer thing, that they would give you a $25 credit on your monthly bill so that they could control it.
Okay.
So when the grid is stressed, you know, during the summertime, occasionally we'll get a heads up from, you know, the grid is going to be really stressed. So turn your air conditioner up 2 degrees and that'll help everybody out. If they could do that manually without you even knowing it, and they jacked up the temperature of your air conditioning, maybe 2 or 3 degrees, would you be willing to let the utilities control your house for $25 a month?
I can see where a lot of people would probably want a little bit more savings than that. Maybe 50% off of your bill.
50.
Something.
Am I saving money aside from the credit? Like if I'm using less energy?
I mean, in theory, yes.
Or because high usage times,
there's a
it would have been like a surcharge anyways.
You got to have central air. This has nothing to do with heat, right? Because I don't have central air.
Right,
can
we
I
have
still
the window
get this?
Units.
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, and the flip side would be during the wintertime. You know, that month of super cold weather that we had, if everybody turned their thermostat down a couple degrees, it would have saved the utility companies all the, you know, stress on the grid during those extreme weather times.
Well, and it says once you enroll, you can have this smart thermostat. I'm here on the RT&E website. Once you enroll, you'll receive a $70 MasterCard e-gift card in addition to the participants receiving a $20 bill credit at the end of the season when you participate in this temperature adjustment, whatever this thing is. Yeah, I think I'm going to opt out of this one.
The article on News 10 says the adjustments range from 1 to 4 degrees.
Yeah.
And participants receive the gift card for signing up plus $20 bill credit at the end of the season.
Yeah.
You'd receive a push notification and an email before the adjustments are made, and they can override the changes if they wish. Now, with that part of it, if you can override the charge, you could just take all this bonus money and discount stuff and just do what you're going to do anyways.
I'd be curious, though. There's got to be some fine print, like if you ignore the push
all of them
X amount of times, that your credit is no longer valid. There's got to be some fine print in there.
It's just, it's got to creep you out because you don't even like smart speakers, Hope, in your home. You want to talk about control of your temperature. Somebody, you know what I mean? Having direct access to the temperature in your home.
Well, and I'm curious because our entire complex, our Genie bill is included in our HOA fees. So I would be curious if that was something down the road that they were like, oh, actually, smart thermostats now mandated.
I posted this over on our station Facebook page. Every single person who's commented said basically absolutely not.
Yeah.
252-9233 is the text line. Hard no, hands off.
Yeah.
Nobody seems to be in favor of this. Well, the problem is we're all so jaded. Do you trust them to do the right thing with this technology? Right. That's where the problem comes in. So we all know that music can change our mood. It can make you happy. It can make you sad. But can it actually manifest things? Can it actually make stuff happen in your life? It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
The song Ring My Bell is going viral on TikTok. Apparently, the song is banned from casinos because it raises your brain to such a high frequency. And all these videos on TikTok are saying that it is a manifestation hack to cancel debt, attract wealth, and win money.
This song
is banned from casinos because it makes us too smart to sit there and put our money into a machine.
It raises your brain to a higher frequency.
What does that even mean?
All right.
Oh, work it, TJ. Go, girl.
Yesterday, from work, listening to it on repeat. I drove into work this morning, listening to it on repeat.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. The version on Apple Music is 8 minutes long. And the...
Oh, my God.
Last over a whole minute for the intro on this version.
So this is on TikTok, so it must be true, right?
It's got to be true. It's on the internet.
Which motivated you to put this on nonstop in your car?
If it meant I was going to make some money.
This is what I imagine.
I'm not
Hope's
getting paid to listen
time.
To anything else.
Oh, my God. I'm going to start making up crap and posting it on TikTok. Do you know?
See?
So now I'm going to come into wealth?
Yes.
Positive energy?
Actually, that's a good point because Hope brought this up. Everybody listening to the song should fall into money today, right?
Yeah, if you find a quarter on the street, please let me know. That means you got some money.
Quarter? I was hoping there'd be big money.
Listen to disco for a quarter.
For today's Court of Public Opinion, Brittany from Spencerport writes in, I am mortified that I did this, but it was a necessity. I went to brunch with my friends on Saturday. The food comes and there is a hair on it.
Ew!
I tried to get the waitress's attention, but didn't want to cause a scene. My friend at the table says she'll eat the one on top and we'll just get rid of the part that the hair was on.
Ew!
We go to lift the quesadilla up and there is another hair that's a different color under it. My stomach is eating itself. And I couldn't figure out how to get the attention of the waitress without causing a scene because the restaurant wasn't busy. Even though I ate around the areas with the hair on it, do I still deserve a refund? 252-WBEE-252-9233.
Yes, I'm telling you. When you're hungry, you're hungry. And
hungry
she wasn't
for some hair?
Just eat around
it. You know
it.
There's hair in it.
Well, I don't know. I just
hair
wouldn't go back. I wouldn't go back. Yeah, no. It's. I want my money back, though.
You ate it.
What?
You
what
still
you
ate it.
You're hungry. You sat there that long and you waited.
How long could it possibly take even to just walk and go knock on a door somewhere and go, hey, there's hair in my food. Can you bring me something else?
Oh, my God.
You ate it.
Yeah, no way.
If you didn't eat it, refund. You ate it.
No. You get refund even though you ate around it. There's still hair. 585-252-9233. We will open it up to the court of public opinion.
Gross.
For today's Court of Public Opinion, Brittany from Spencerport writes in, I went to brunch over the weekend with my friends. Food comes out. There's a hair in it. Tried to get the waitress's attention, but could not without feeling like I was going to cause a scene. We're like, okay, we're just going to eat part of it. We'll, you know, cut the part with the hair off. Well, we go to move it, and there's another hair that's a different color on the plate under that. I couldn't figure out how to get the waitress's attention without causing a scene. Even though I ate around the areas with hair on it, do I still deserve a refund? 252-WBEE-252-9233.
I say, yeah. You know what? I'm dying over here. I waited so long for my food. I ate around the grossness. You still owe me money. And lucky I didn't pass out from exhaustion. I'm just
from all
weak.
The drama
I'm so
that you
weak.
Just created.
My blood sugar's low. Let's go to the phones. We'll find out what the court thinks.
Oh my God. I wanted to puke just hearing it. She shouldn't have even eaten it. And like the fact that she ate around it makes me even more nauseated just thinking about it. You like Billy said, go knock the door, go do something, or you sit and wait. I don't care how hungry you are. You can't be that hungry that you're going to eat around somebody's hair. Or more than somebody's hair because there was more than one and it was different. Like, oh my God.
But she did. And then at the end, she's like, hey, waitress, there's hair in my food. You know, the food I didn't already eat. I deserve a refund. What do you think?
I've worked in the service industry. I totally understand. And don't eat it. Like, you sit and wait. You just sit and wait and you don't eat it.
It's like when you find a mouse in your house. You know they're not alone. You know they got friends. Yeah. You know that little eyelash or hair or whatever was in the food. You know it's got little friends running around in there,
oh,
too.
Oh, come on, Billy.
And you ate. Brittany.
No,
you ate it. Like, I understand, like, wanting to get a refund, but that's if you don't eat it. You ate it.
Oh.
You made the choice to eat around it. Like,
really?
No.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Bye-bye.
Lovely day.
The texts are unanimous, by the way. No refund.
No refund. You ate it. You get no refund. No refund for you. It could be covered in hair. It could be covered in whatever, and they say, absolutely not. So that's the judgment today on Court of Public Opinion.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.